you're going to get tax credit for that. Oh, boy.
Love those tax and spend Democrats.
I'll stop with the rant, but I was driving into work a couple days ago. Yeah, I still have a job, but I'm serving the community, so it's a necessary thing when you get to be my age. But I was driving on in, and on the radio they played the song, and I went out and found it on YouTube. Because after the song was over, the guy told me that that's where he found it, and it's to the melody of the Beatles song, The Taxman. And someone spent a lot of time taking snippets from Obama and doing the video and providing the vocals for the melody. It is on YouTube, and I will say Taxman Obama. It will be the first thing that comes up. And I found it funny. I mean, it's sad, but it's funny. You got to be able to laugh at it or go nuts.
Well, I'm thinking that if he's going to do all this, you're going to get loans and all kinds of stuff. I think maybe I'm going to move my corporation south of the 49th, being in I'm an American, so I'm American coming home. I should be able to get big loans and all kinds of goodies, hire some people, and, have a good old time.
All right, that's enough of that. We all better start making some money, or it's really not going to matter what Obama does. I'd like to welcome the people that made it time. I'm going to wait a couple more minutes to get going. And this is the fourth in a series of SEO research and development that we've been working on. I'd like to thank all of you for coming. And if you're here for the first time, I'd appreciate you putting a Y in the room. And if you were here, you've been here, you've been following along with the training. I hope you're getting a lot out of it. I hope you're able to put some of these practices into play and do the work that's necessary for you to become successful. Like I said, my name is Jim Roach. I'm from New Jersey. I've been online. I just realized I'm well over a year now. I didn't realize we had a celebrity amongst us. Well, welcome, Rob. The fact is that, we were all trying to do something here that, a lot of people wish they could be doing to get rid of that 9-to-5 job. And there's a lot of surveys out there with people, what they're trying to accomplish with their online business. And, we're here because we signed up for a program that's going to be able to promote our business. Our opportunity, our information, the services that we provide are all going to be beneficiaries of the tools that you have here with the 12-second commute. So when Daryl asked me to do this, I was a little bit gun-shy at first because I wasn't sure where anybody was as far as their abilities, as far as what they were promoting, what they were interested in promoting. And, I've gotten the feeling over the last couple of weeks that a lot of people are going to try to use the 12-second commute as maybe not their only income residual stream, but a major factor in it. So I started out, the first week in January, started a couple of preliminary ones before that in December, giving you a basic outline of where we were going to go with this type of training, And there's a lot of different schools of thought when it comes to search engine optimization of your websites. And that's what this is about. This is about making your web page, your blog, your information that you put out on the internet search engine friendly for it to get recognition, for it to move up the search engine index ratings. Because that's where, unless you're paying for advertising, that's where you need to be. And if you are, even if you are paying for advertising, online and off, you're much more beneficial and much better served by being on page one of Google than you are of any place else. And that includes Yahoo, MSN, Bing. The fact of the matter is that Google makes up a tremendous amount of the internet advertising conglomerate where people are going to go to get their information. So if you have the information that they need for the problem that they have and you provide the solution that's going to solve that problem, they're going to buy, or they're going to sign up, or they're going to listen to you. We're here to provide the tools with the 12-second commute that is going to allow you that opportunity to do that. So, like I said, my name is Jim Roach. I'm going to let Eric and Bill introduce themselves. I'm going to go through the preliminary stuff real quickly. We only have, we got as much time as we want, but, we'll try to keep it to an hour. I know people are busy, but I'm going to be here for as long as people have questions. So anybody here for the first time, I see Line Passion 50. I don't recognize that name. Welcome. Do you have a first name? And if you, Gary N., welcome. So put a yes in there if you're here for the first time, and I'll turn it over to Eric and Bill for a sec.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. The first time in the rooms, welcome. Gary, welcome aboard. My name's Eric Burgoyne. I am a Thursday night moderator. I run the conference on Thursday nights on advertising. I've been working online since 1995. Started playing around with working on computers in the early 70s. So, yeah, I've been around since ancient times, and at least internet ancient times. Other than that, I run the site No For Profit, which a lot of you have through your 12FC, the advertising results site. I own and operate that. So I do have an extensive background in advertising, both online and offline. And hopefully Thursday nights we can help you with your advertising.
Special welcome to Gary and Lynn. My name's Bill Brown. Everybody calls me BJ for short. I'm from Europe, specifically English. Living in Belgium at the moment, moving to England at the end of February. My speciality is providing services for website owners. I've been online since 1998, and I run my own independent hosting company, backup service. I have started this week doing afternoon sessions. I'm going to put another one up for tomorrow, and in that I will be covering 12SC for anybody that can't get into evening sessions. I'm particularly aiming at the European market, but there's not many of those yet. I'm also available to help with any coding problems, hosting questions, domain name questions, plus any other subjects, because I've got a very wide knowledge, been around for so long, but without stealing the thunder of our specialists for SEO and advertising and so on.
Okay, thank you for Eric and Bill for introducing yourself. Again, my name is Jim Roach. I'm excited to be here. I'm humbled by the fact that Daryl asked me to do this. I'm excited to be working online. I enjoy doing what I do. I put a lot of time, effort, and energy into it because that's what you have to do if you want to be able to, run a business. It doesn't matter if you run a business online. It doesn't matter if you run a business, in a brick-and-mortar facility. It doesn't matter if you go to work from 9 to 5. If you don't put any effort into it, you're not going to get any results out of it. So the main focus to start out any campaign that you're going to be focusing on, whether it's information or service or an opportunity that you're going to provide to the general public, you start by doing keyword research. And keywords are a term or a phrase used by a searcher. That's what they type into the bar when they're looking for something online to find information on a particular topic. So if they're looking for picture frames, that's called a keyword that people are typing into that search bar. So keyword selection, this is very important. It's a process of scrutinizing different prospective keywords to select the right ones for your campaign. You're not going to be promoting, picture frames on a site that, is about training dogs. So the fact is that you have to do the keyword research. to get the list of keywords that people are going to be typing into the search bar that you're going to provide that information to them for. So I'm going to move on to the next one. Keyword analysis is to determine a primary keyword or a seed word. If you start to sit down and think about your business and you try to figure out what is the one word that would define that word, that's the seed word that you have to start with to you know, begin to build your campaign around. So that's why it's important for you to put the time, effort, and energy into thinking about what it is that you are going to be promoting and what best defines that product, information, or service. And the fact of the matter is that 65% of all people that search on the Internet use more than one word when they type into a query. A query is something that people are searching for on the Internet. So the fact is that, you know, more than one word is normally typed into a search bar, you know, whether they're looking for lamps, they're looking for a particular type of lamps, whether it's a Tiffany lamp, whether it's a glass lamp, whether it's a lamp with no shade, whether it's a lampshade that you want to wear to a party because you've been drinking too much. Whatever it is that you're looking for, it's usually more than one word. So that's what is that's what keyword analysis is about. And that's why it's important to do it, and it's important to invest the time and energy into the keyword research, because if you don't, then you're going to have a very difficult time ranking in the search engines for what people are looking for and what you're offering. So it's important to invest that time into what you're trying to promote on the Internet. And the keywords are the words that web surfers enter into search engines to find websites. Your website, whether it's a static web page, whether it's a blog, whether it's whatever it is, a capture page. It's pointless to optimize your web page for keywords that nobody uses in the search engines. So you can get to be number one on Google, Yahoo, and MSN, but if nobody's looking for that information, product, or service, it really doesn't matter if you have first page position or first page ranking for that particular keyword. For a successful online marketing campaign, you must target the right keywords. The keywords that you use should be relevant for your website, and web surfers should be searching. That's the key. You know, you could think that you have the perfect opportunity, you have the perfect set of keywords that everybody be looking for, but if they're not looking for them, then you have there's really nothing there for them. So if you target the wrong keywords, your website promotion efforts will be in vain, and you'll waste a lot of time and a lot of money. And so, which keywords are good keywords? You know, that's a question that obviously, you know, you're going to have to put that, you know, you're going to have to decide which are the best keywords for you to promote your product, information, or service. And there's been some tools that I've shown you so far. They're the keyword research tools. They're the AdWords external keyword tool. There's Word Tracker. There's a lot of free tools out there. If you just do a Google search for keyword research, you'll come up with a set of tools. And if you put free keyword research in there, you'll come up with a set of tools that you can get for nothing that you can utilize to do your keyword research on the Internet. So the best type of keywords to target are... didn't work. Okay, this isn't... isn't letting me copy. I don't know why. Copy. Paste. Tools that can commute. 2A. It's in there a couple times. That's what the problem is. No. All right. There's there are three different types of keywords. That there's keywords for browsing, keywords for comparing, and keywords for buying. Keywords for comparing are usually keywords that work best for the search engine optimization. What? I don't know why it won't let me paste this in here. It's doing it twice. Nope. All right. I'm not going to. Keywords for comparing are usually the keywords that work best for search engine optimization. People who use that keyword of that type are looking for a solution to their problem, or they are ready to buy. To get the best results for your keyword, your search engine optimization efforts, you should concentrate on that keyword type. Or most people use a 2-4 word phrase in the search, so phrases are very effective. Single words cannot be promoted effectively because they are not very targeted. Internet users who use 4-word searches are more likely to purchase goods or service than using fewer words. So that's my introduction to keyword research. There's a lot more that's gone on in the last couple of weeks. If you're new here, if you ask for that, these trainings have been recorded by Trevor, so you'll be able to get a copy of them if you just request them. And you know, this is how we started out, you know, 4 weeks ago. I'm not going to go back to keyword research every single week. We're going to start moving forward. Now, if there's no questions, or I'm going to open up the room, see if anybody has any questions.
No, recordings are not in the back office. But somebody does record them all and has them online. If they'd like to put their URL up for that recording location, URL, please. Trevor, I think it's you that has it. Could you put your URL up for the conference recordings, please?
All right. Sometime during the course of the night, I'll have Trevor. Yeah, Trevor's at work. He does the recording, and you know, we have him in the Skype chat group after the meetings. But we'll get the links out to you. So a couple weeks back, just as a test, just to show people that this is, you know, how I perform my keyword research, I started with the keyword boots, and I expanded that to cowboy boots. And doing keyword research, I came up with a keyword long tail phrase of kids cowboy boots. And I started on, here's last week was my first effort to start optimizing a page for kids cowboy boots. Now, today, this afternoon, I was number 1, 2, 3, I was 154 out of 1 million searches for kids cowboy boots. And that's in less than a week's time of working a pretty competitive area on the internet where I'm going against, you know, Zappos and ShoeBuy, and there's a whole bunch of people that are marketing kids cowboy boots on the internet. So in less than a week's time, I moved into the top 150 with my keywords, kid cowboy boots. Now, as you can see, it's the one that's grayed out here. Is everybody able to see this? Kids cowboy boots is the title. It says, now that winter is fading into the past, a distant memory, it's really a great time to purchase kids cowboy boots. That's my meta description. My URL is kids-cowboy-boots.com. That is the main site that I'm promoting to get to the top of the search engines. Now, this was this afternoon. I just broke into the top 200 today, so I'm pretty excited about it. So this is what Google picked up when I first put this site onto the internet as what I was promoting. So this is my This is the cache. If you look next to a Google search, there's a little button that says cache, and it'll show what Google picks up for their keywords. So as you can see, in my title, Kids Cowboy Boots, and then the subtitle, your source for the hottest kids cowboy boots, and all these colored areas are my keywords that Google picked up on January 20th, which was a week ago. This is the first page that I put out a week ago, January 20th, and it obviously says the current page may look different, and it certainly does. So in less than a week's time, I was able to get this page into the top 200 for competitive keywords, kids cowboy boots, just by basic SEO techniques. And discussing tomorrow night is article writing, and that's a free thing that I've learned how to do. If you notice the three grayed out areas in this section, this is on the show more section of the keyword search for kids cowboy boots under blogs. And if you look at the ones that are grayed out, when to buy kids cowboy boots, right now submitted by Jim Roach NJ. That was 4 days ago. History of Kids Cowboy Boots, submitted by Jim Roach, NJ. The Making of Kids Cowboy Boots, submitted by Jim Roach of NJ. Yesterday, these were number 1, 2, and 3 under blogs out of 62,000. But if you look, there's keyword-specific title, there's keyword-specific description, and if you look, this is what I've been discussing early on about setting up your blogger blogs. Now, the URL to this one is jimroachnjrecommends.blogspot.com on the first one. The second one is jimroachnj.blogspot.com. And the third one is angiemitchellrecommends.blogspot.com. Angie didn't write any of these articles, but we help each other promote, and we all get search engine recognition for branding ourselves online. So these three articles that I wrote between 4 days ago and January 18th were numbers 1, 2, and 3 for a Google search for kids cowboy boots for blogs. And so I was able to do that in less than a week's time, like I said, but I've been able to utilize other tools at my disposal other than the free stuff that I've been talking about. Now, this is a keyword research tool that I've been able to, to acquire, and this shows my competitors. If you look at the top, it says Kids Cowboy Boots in the tab. The keyword is Kids Cowboy Boots, and these are the people that I'm competing against on page one of Google. If you look right down the line, it's Cavendish, Shoe Buy, The Wild Cowboy, and Rocky Top Leather. Mine's at the top. It's not indexed yet because it's only been there. It's only been there for a week, and Google hasn't come back to it. So I'm gonna try to go after the third spot, which is a company that's been online for 8 years, but has significant page rank out of 3, has not that many backlinks on its page, and so backlinks coming back to its page and not many backlinks on its page. These are called off-site SEO, meaning that you really have no control over a lot of this stuff. You do have control over the age of your website. You don't have control over the page rank of the sites that you link up to, unless you do have control of it, unless you're just going out and purchasing links, and are on your site are the ones that you put there internally. So the blue section is called off-site SEO. The yellow section to the right is called on-site SEO, and this is stuff that you have control over. Being listed in the DMOZ, direct open market site, is key. All right. Now, I've submitted to that. It says I'm not there yet, but I will be there. Yahoo, which shows you in the back office of the 12-second commute, is a paid service. So, but the interesting thing to note is that the pink areas for mine, it says that my keywords are in the title, the URL, they're in the description, and they're in the heading. If you look at my competitors right below me, they're in the DMARS, they're in Yahoo, they have the keywords in their title, they don't have it in the URL, they have it in the description, and they don't have it in a heading. Number three is ShoeBuy is completely yes. So they're highly optimized for on-site, their page. The guy that I'm going after here is a wild cowboy. He's listed in the DMARS, but he's not listed in Yahoo. He doesn't have Kids Cowboy Boots in his title. He doesn't have it in his URL. He doesn't have it in his description. And he has no H1, H2, or H3 title tags on his site. He has a few backlinks. I should be able to acquire those backlinks and take over the number three position for Kids Cowboy Boots pretty quickly. I'm not giving a guarantee, but you know, this is something that I've been able to utilize, a tool that's been effective, and I really didn't know where I was going to go tonight because I came into the back office of the 12-second commute earlier, and the SEO tools that were in the back office weren't working. But while they were working, I was able to utilize some of the tools to figure out what my competitors were doing. So the first one that I really looked at was the spidering of my page. And if you're in the back office of your 12-second commute and go to SEO tools, this is on the right-hand side. It's called the Spider Tester tool. And what this does is it searches your site, and I'm going to give you a brief demonstration on how it does it. You type your URL into, hold on. You type your URL into the first box there. That's number one. And number two, you press go. And these are the results that you'll see. These are very powerful tools that Daryl is giving you access to, so you can determine what your page is looking like, what it needs to be tweaked at, and you know, some of the things, like I said, you know, that there so this is once I press go, you see my Kids Cowboy Boots is in the title box up there, and this is what you'll see. Number one, you'll see Kids Cowboy Boots in the URL. It's in the title. It is in the description, but it's not showing it there, and there's no keywords listed there. On my page, the one that you saw, Kids Cowboy Boots, there's 37,713 words written so far in a little over a week. So that shows that I'm adding content to my site, and that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow night. The next section that this spider tool shows is how dense I have my keywords grouped in to my HTML of my page. So I have Kids Cowboy Boots on there 28 times. I have Kids Cowboy Boots 27, well, the reverse. Boot is 28. Boots is 27, Cowboy Boots, you'll see it on a number of different occasions. I have to work, this gives me an idea of what I have to work on to get my keyword density up there so it becomes a relevant site for Google to index. If you can see, it's, I think my density is a little under 2 for Kids Cowboy Boots. That should be anywhere between 3 and 5% of your actual word count. So I'm going to work to get that density up in the next couple of days to get some search engine recognition for that. The next thing that this spider crawler shows you is all the links that are on your page. Now, and like I said, if you scroll down, this isn't all of them. It doesn't show all of them because it went too far. I had to cut it off somewhere, but it gives you an idea what sites, what URLs you currently have on your page that you can't that you can't, or the average person isn't able to tell, but the Google Spider or the Spider tool that Daryl has in the back office tells you exactly what's listed on your page and what the Google Spiders will see. The next area of concentration that you want to look at is it shows you your HTML. And this is all from just typing your URL into that search. Select all, copy. Don't let me do this. What happens when I make it 11? All right. Okay. Able to do a workaround. This shows you what the Google Spiders see when they show up to your page. You know, this is a W3 Schools document, and this is obviously it's a WordPress document, so it's a little bit different than the average static website. There's some code on there that you won't be able to, you know, understand, but the people that need to will be able to understand it. You see my meta description there, Kids Cowboy Boots for the cowboy and everybody. Stop into Kids Cowboy Boots today for the best prices for boys' cowboy boots at the most affordable prices available for your children. Best selection of prices here on Kids Cowboy Boots. That's my meta description that you'll see once Google starts indexing my page. That'll be that little blurb that they have underneath it. The next tool that I wanted to show you in the back office that Daryl has provided us with is the link comparison tool. And again, all I did was take my top three competitors that I'm trying to get to the top of the search engines for Kids Cowboy Boots. I put my site in there first. I put Cavender's in there second. ShoeBuy.com is third, and the Wild Cowboy. That's the guy I'm targeted, the number three guy that has very few backlinks, very little SEO done on his page. I'm targeting that number three spot, and if I can stay around long enough for 13 years like Cavender's and ShoeBuy, I might achieve page number one recognition. But for right now, I'm shooting for the number three spot. So you type, you put your URL in there, you put the other three competitors in there, you can put one in there, you can put number one and number two, or you can put the first three, or you can put anyone in there. But I'm comparing myself to the top three people that are searching, that are competing for Kids Cowboy Boots, and this is what the tool will show you. All right? Now, I've only been online with this page since Sunday of last week, all right? It shows the URLs, the links that are on my page in less than a week. I have four, and they're on all the web, and these are the backlinks that are coming to my site. Wild Cowboys has 68. He's been online for 8 years. He only has 68 backlinks to his page, all right? Cavenders.com has been online for 13 years. Has 7,615, and ShoeBuy, which has been online for forever, has 1,772,390 backlinks, and those are all links to the site ShoeBuy.com, that whether it's women's shoes, kids' shoes, men's shoes, they're a big company on the internet that's been around for, what their domain age is. I know it's over 10, but they've been around for quite some time. So they're paying somebody to keep their backlinks coming to their site to keep them in that position to stay at the top of the search engine. So when people are looking for them, they're gonna know where to find them. So like you said, if you look at the page, you know, you'll see that in a very short time, I've gotten four backlinks to my page. And that's, you know, just from doing basic SEO work. So the last part of this page shows you, and it's right below with a compare to, and it says it shows you how your link profile compares to your leading competitors. Link quality tends to matter much more than link quantity. Ranking near the top of the search results is self-reinforcing. When people create various automated spam sites or legitimately reference sites, they are far more inclined to reference sites at the top of the results than sites which have nowhere to be found. It can take a year or more to build up a competitive quality link profile in a competitive marketplace. So, that being said, I had no idea about backlinking or anything else. We talked about it. We talked about it a little bit in the Skype chat. I went out and I did some research. We'll be talking about that at a later date. Well, you have to know who your competitors are, because you have to know if you have a shot at competing. If you're going to go into a market that has Nike, Adidas, and Converse, and you want to sell sneakers there, you got some work to do, my friend. And the likelihood is you're not going to be able to compete. I can compete with the Wild Cowboy once I took a look at his website. I looked at it. I evaluated. You know, Cavenders has been online for a while. They're very well put together. They've got a nice clean site. So I know who my competitors are. But I didn't start out to sell boots or kids' cowboy boots. I started this whole exercise to show you, the person that's just coming online, that this stuff is possible to be able to be competitive with people that have been online for 8, 9, 10, 12 years. And what we're going to be discussing tomorrow night is the number one resource that I use to promote. Now, if you remember back to the first couple of slides that I showed you, was my blogs on blogspot.com. And those are the resources that we're going to be setting up in the very near future that are all keyword specific. So what I do, maybe this will take me to it, probably not. HTTP. As I set up my bloggers. All right. So now, everybody see the Google page up there? Okay. So how I get my information is I'll do a Google search for the keyword that I'm targeting. Now, so I'm going to go type in kids, cowboy, boots. And you'll see, there's page one of Google, a little bit less than a million. There's my competitors, Cavenders, Shoe Buy, the Wild Cowboy. Those are the competitors that I'm working against. All right? So, like I said, if you click right above, right where the colored Google is before the search bar, Kids Cowboy Boots, there's a button that says Show Options. If you click on that, don't click on it in the room. Let me do it. Nobody click on anything in the room. And if you scroll down under standard view, it's all results, and then it gives images, videos, anytime, latest, last 24 hours, standard view. There's a button there. It's called the Wonder Wheel. And this is why I do keyword research. All right? All of these, do you see the Wonder Wheel up there with kids' cowboy boots in the middle? All right? So what Google does is it gives you an idea of what Google believes is relevant to kids' cowboy boots. So I did a series of articles about the history of cowboy boots, the making of kids' cowboy boots, when to buy kids' cowboy boots. That was my first three or four articles. Now I'm going to start branching out into cowboy hats, because Google recognizes as that's something that's relevant to kids' cowboy boots, cowboy hats. So I can write a series of articles about cowboy hats or jeans that go with cowboy boots, and I can make it keyword specific, all pointing back to my site, kids-cowboy-boots.com, and Google will give me credit for that. So, but the other thing, like I said, there's a lot of information. If you click on any of these other links in here, if I click on cowboy hats, it'll branch off into another one. And then you'll see this is called digging deeper for keywords, all right? And this is how you'll find lists of keywords that you can target for whatever business opportunity or service that you're going to be providing on the internet. So this is a very important tool that goes along with the AdWords Keyword External Finder, the Word Tracker free word keyword submission site. All these words that you can utilize to build a relevant list to what the screen is blank. Press no. All right, maybe if I went too far, I dug a little too deep. I'm back to Kids Cowboy Boots. No, blank. All right, let me go. Am I back to Google? All right, like I said, this room has some limitations about the things that we're capable of doing, especially when it comes to Google, because they have some security features. Also, the other thing I wanted to show you for keyword research is Kids Cowboy Boots page back up there? All right. Don't click on anything, but use the scroll bar between the chat room and the actual page and scroll all the way to the bottom, just before the numbers, right above the numbers to go to the next page. Does everybody see searches related to Kids Cowboy Boots? All right, these are other keywords that Google points you in the direction of. If you have relevant content on your page, they'll give you credit for it because they believe that people searching for youth cowboy boots might be interested in kids cowboy boots. So, or kids boots, or kids hats, kids cowboy hats. So they're giving you the direction to go in to do your keyword research to make it relevant to whatever program, information, or service that you're providing. So how many pairs of kids' cowboy boots you think I've sold in the last week? William, yes, I have joined up as an affiliate in a couple of them. So, but, you know, and that's just so I could have content on my page. So if I go to HTTP, so if I go to my page, seems to have frozen. All right. There's my Kids Cowboy Boot WordPress blog up there now. All right. So this is all the work that I've done. You can scroll down this. You can scroll down this, and you can see how many times you see the words kids cowboy boots or cowboy boots that Google's going to recognize just by putting categories, pages, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook. This page is going to be highly indexed in the spiders very shortly. So again, if you look, I have a Google search bar there. Google loves itself. So throw one of those on there that might make you a couple pennies when somebody does a search from your page. But if you scroll down, you'll look at all that. And these are all links that are on the page that Google eventually will recognize. But the things that I've been doing the last couple of days is Kids Cowboy links. I've gone out and I've researched a couple of different places. And look, Eric Burgoyne Mega Shopping Mall is his shoe website. It's relevant to my Kids Cowboy boots. Now, everything in white is something that will read. Everything in yellow is a clickable link. Everything in orange, I mean. But Google recognizes both of them. So I've done some work. I've done a lot of work, actually. You can scroll down. You can see the boots that I have for sale. And all this was a test to show you that this is capable. Anybody's capable of doing this. And I'm done. If anybody has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
I'm going to take it you saw my post on your results or on your blog, the comments I made, Jim.
Of course I did, Eric.
With my nice little backlink to my cowboy boots? Yeah, okay. I thought you might.
Now, again, the only money I have spent on this whole project is the... I actually got a discount for signing up Kids Cowboy Boots. I think it was it cost me less than $10 for the domain Kids Cowboy Boots. So the only thing that it's cost me is time. All right? And if you got time to work on the internet, anybody can do this. Well, you got someplace to go, Frankie? We have a Skype chat group that we post it, and if you do a Google search for 12-second commute, I believe it's number 8, 12-second commute recorded trainings. You can get all past recorded trainings from Monday to Thursday for the last 4 weeks. Trevor has posted them, and he's doing something pretty smart. He's getting SEO recognition as a result of it for 12-second commute. Anybody else done a Google search for 12-second commute lately? All right. You see it up there? Everybody see it up there? Yes or no? All right. The second one from the last one, the number 10 one, 12-second commute training, webinars and comments on 12 commuter training, past recordings. That has all the trainings. Yeah, you'll see Angie a lot. Now, the fact of the matter is that anybody can do this. It's not that difficult. And we're going to show you tomorrow night with Eric's system that he has put in place how simplified this could be. So, but like Daryl said last night and Jim Allen said the night before, you're not going to make $10,000 by the weekend. You have to put in consistent effort and just keep getting better at what you do to be effective at what you do, and you will see results. If you look also, Jim talks about social networking and Twitter. If you look at the number 8 slot there, 12-second. You see that one? Third one from the bottom. Commute 12-second on Twitter. Pretty effective to be on page 1 for 12-second commute, don't you think? Who do you think that is? is I. Nope, it's me. But, like I said, you can look. The number... Well, Angie's got a... She's got a different configuration for her 12-second commute on Twitter. But just like Jim Allen told you to go out and brand yourself, I told you to go out and get a name that's similar to your product information or service. So just like I'm not sure if I should be able to do it. If I go, I'm back, is it back on my page? Is it back on Kids Cowboy Boots? All right, like I told you, if you scroll down, it says Kids Cowboy Boots on Facebook. Just bury me with my boots on then. It's showing. Two would be preferable. How about now? Okay. If you scroll down, you'll see Kids Cowboy Boots blogs on Facebook. Don't click on it in the room. I'll click on it and see where it goes. Does it go to my Facebook page? Yes or no? All right, but my name on Facebook is Kids Cowboy Boots. All right, if I go back to my page and I go to Twitter, Kids Cowboy Boots. All right. My name on Twitter is Kids Cowboy Boots. You see that? All right. And that's all I do is I post to Blogger, which posts to Facebook, which posts to Twitter. And it all points back to Kids Cowboy Boots, all on-page SEO. So, that's my training for this evening. If anybody has any questions, do not hesitate to ask.
Okay, I have one. I take it you're not going after followers with it. It's just the posting that you're after for the search engines, Jim. Am I taking that as being correct?
You're taking that as being correct. I utilize my pages for SEO. I utilize my personal one for followers. I have over 1,000 followers on my personal Jim Roach NJ Twitter, but I set up Blogger, keyword specific, Facebook keyword specific, and Twitter keyword specific to, and when people start following me, I'm gonna run a contest. So my people that are following me in Kids Cowboy Boots are gonna start getting information that their followers are gonna see, and they're gonna want to know what I'm doing there. So I got a plan.
Okay. All right. So you are after followers then. Okay. I just thought you were doing it, might have been doing it for the search engines, that was all. That's why I was asking.
All right. Taking the training wheels off, people. Next week, we're going to start with your blogger blogs. So start getting your information together. keyword specific to whatever program information a service that you're going to provide, and we're going to start setting up our blogger blogs to help each other get to the top of the search engines.
Well, thank you, Jim. That was very interesting. We'll see you all tomorrow night. Have a great one. Have a great day, evening, morning, afternoon, whatever the case may be. And we'll see you all tomorrow. Don't forget, Bill's running a conference tomorrow afternoon, so check. Bill, what time are you running that tomorrow?
It'll be the same time. Hang on, 3 plus 5 is 8. Yeah, 3 p.m. Eastern, 1500 for those that prefer 24-hour system, which is 8 o'clock UK time, 9 o'clock Central European time, lasting about an hour. It's going to be very free-flowing till we get an established system on it. And it's basically the same as what's in there now, just going to go in and change the date.
Okay, and then tomorrow night we're going to be doing advertising, 9:30 Eastern, and we're going to show you how to submit articles to article submission sites. We're going to take you to the back office of No For Profit, and between Jim and I, we're going to show you how to mine the one in No For Profit has SEO built right in it. It's more advanced than a lot you will find, so we're going to walk you step by step through how to do an article submission from the title to the keywords to the meta tags to the body article, and hopefully by the end of tomorrow night you'll be able to go to almost any article directory and be able to figure out exactly how to submit an article to any article directory, hopefully on the internet.
Yeah, I just want to put a comment in here. You will notice during the training tonight, there's no promises of overnight success, as you get with most of the BS when you go to these sites and what have you. And I think it's an excellent example that we've seen, because we're seeing it in real time. It would be very interesting to see how it progresses.
No, Jerome, we're not talking search engine submissions tomorrow night. We're going to talk about article directories. They're an entirely different, well, than search engine directories. Article directories are actual articles that you submit to article sites. They're stories. Basically, that's what they are, articles. It's the same as, you can call them easy yarn articles. I would call them a newspaper feature story, if you want to use a proper term for it. Would be basically the offline comparison. For those of you who do not know, are great for getting quality links to your sites and building credibility for yourself and branding yourself on the internet. They're absolutely great for both.
When you say leading to SE, keywords are going to be what the search engines are going to pick up on your pages that's going to get you that relationship with them. So if you have keywords in the proper places, in the proper amount, in the proper field that you're trying to promote, that people are actually looking for, then you will do well. And like Eric was saying, and like I read before, you know, this is going to, would it, seems it's a keyword. Yes, you would. Well, like I said, I started out with the seed word of boots, and then cowboy boots and kids cowboy boots. Now into other areas that are relevant to the boots, the hats, the belts, the chaps, the horses. I might sell horses by the time we're done with this. Who knows? But the fact is that whatever you're going to promote on the internet, first of all, has to be profitable. You got to be able to make money with it. if you can't make money with it, then why do it? Unless you just enjoy writing for the sake of writing and you are good at it and you don't expect to make any money. But that is why they call it a niche. There's a market for everything, and within every market, there's a niche in that market. Whether, you know, it's just like I used the example last week, if two women are getting married, then there's all kinds of niches that go along with weddings, whether it's photography, whether it's cakes, flowers, invitations, whatever you're going to promote towards that market is a niche market or a sub-market of that market. So you have to find one that's just starting out, isn't overly competitive. You want to be, you know, you want to be able to see results, but you also want to see some results for your efforts. And that, and the only way you can measure that is by making money with it. So you got to do the keyword research. You got to see that people are actually searching for what you're offering, and you got to be able to monetize it. You got to be able to make money doing it. But it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen by this weekend. So if you need to make, you know, your mortgage payment working online by the weekend, you're not going to do it. I'm sorry to say. You know, nobody in here promises overnight riches. So just, you know, stay consistent. And what works for you may not work for the other person, or they may not be tedious, or, you know, but there's an awful lot, and I've been trying to impress this upon a lot of people. You should join up with people that are good in a couple of areas, because nobody can be an expert on all the areas, and nobody has the time to do all that needs to be done in a 24-hour period to make it successful. So if you have somebody that you're working with, or you have a group of people that are trying to promote the same product, that's why, you know, when all these people first came in and said they were going to promote the 12-second commute, I started to tell them, well, find out what the 12-second commute means to you. You know, is it about the autoresponders? Is it about the URL rotators? Is it about the program builder? And then start getting keywords that are specific to that market. 12-second commute is an online marketing service. Well, what do people need to be part of that service? What niche can you find and make it profitable in online marketing that you can promote and marry the 12-second commute with the consumer of the product that they need? Solve their problem. They need the tools. You provide the tools. They need the pony. You provide the pony. They need the broom and shovel to clean up after the pony. You provide the broom and shovel to clean up after the pony.
Jerome, the easiest way is to come in tomorrow night, 9:30. We're going to show you how to submit an article. And I'm going to show you how not to have to write. A little trick. It's called cut and paste. Because what we're going to do is submit an article on 12-second commute. I'm going to, the article we're going to submit tomorrow night is going to be on 12-second commute. And I'm going to show you how to, because we have Daryl's permission, of course, to use the front page of Daryl's 12-second commute site, the home page. And we're just going to cut and paste from the home page in and make an article from it. And then we're going to use the keywords. We're going to use figure out a title. So we're going to go from A to Z, and we'll show you. I have Daryl's permission. I can use anything on Daryl's site in any way I want to, as long as I'm not doing anything illegal. So not a problem there. and we're going to just basically cut and paste, and we're going to make an article. And we're going to figure out the title that's going to work with the article. We're going to figure out the keywords that are going to go with the article. We're going to do everything step by step tomorrow night so that you will feel comfortable working with an article directory anywhere on the internet, hopefully, by the end of tomorrow night. Yeah, absolutely. You can't plagiarize. You can only use something if somebody gives you permission to, without changing it so it doesn't look the same. If you have the owner's permission, then you can do it. Absolutely.
If you have the owner's permission, or you give them credit for writing the actual article. The fact of the matter is that there isn't anything, I don't care if it's a paper cup or a roll of toilet paper, that hasn't been written about, talked about, sang about, or information that you can find on the internet. So anything that you think you can come up with that's an original slant on something is good. But the likelihood is somebody else already has done it. So the fact of the matter is that the information that you need is already there at your disposal. You just have to do the research into it. You have to formulate the actual article. Do you think for 1 minute I went out and did how to make kids' cowboy boots research? You think I went to the local leathersmith to figure out how it was all done? No, the information was out there. I went and I got it. When's the best time of year to buy kids' cowboy boots? Do you think I went to Macy's or Bloomingdale's or wherever and said, hey, you got, when do you run your kids' cowboy boot sales? No, the information's out there. Just take it, reformulate it, fix some words, Frankenstein it. Crafting. Exactly. So don't get caught up in all this plagiarism and all this other happy pony poop. Just come in. You'll do just fine. Don't worry about all that stuff.
You mean, Jim, you didn't go out into the garage and make the kids' cowboy boots? Gasp!
Well, I hope I was able to provide some value tonight, and you guys are a good audience, and the fact of the matter is I enjoy doing it because it helps me get better at what I'm trying to do. So I appreciate you guys for coming, and I'm going to say good night.
Good night, Jim. Have a great one. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon. Well, I won't be here tomorrow afternoon, but I'll be here tomorrow night at 9:30. Have a great one, and talk to y'all later.